Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. This morning on the show, we turn the page to spring sports. My first guest is St. Patrick tennis coach Betsy Cobb. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with St. Patrick tennis coach Betsy Cobb right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll start our spring sport interviews today. We have St. Patrick tennis coach Betsy Cobb in studio. Betsy, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the season. You guys are underway. Again, spring sports, you never know with the weather. Some days it's 60. I saw you guys out there playing one night, and then the next night it might be 35. And the running joke is, I think you have a whole wardrobe of clothes for your kids.
Oh,
and
yes.
You, and you never know what weather you're going to get.
We keep blankets and hoodies and sweatshirts and all kinds of stuff, and we thought the weather was going to be sort of decent yesterday when we played Lewis County. It was 51 and sunny, but that wind was awful.
I don't think people think about, unless you play tennis, you don't really think about the wind, but the factor with the balls and serving and balls rolling on other courts and just the impact it has on tennis matches.
Right, especially with beginners. You know, they're just trying to get a serve in, and then it might go way out, and then they get frustrated. It's like, it's okay. You don't want to tell them just to tap the ball, but sometimes you just have to do that in the wind.
You mentioned the elements as well. Then a lot of these players you have are learning tennis for the first time, and scoring's not easy if you've never played before. So, and again, balls rolling on other courts. So the mental aspect to just prepare yourself to go out there when it's 38 degrees and a blowing wind is difficult.
Right. We've had 3 matches so far, and we've already had to cancel 2 and postpone. It was rainy the other day. We were supposed to go to Harrison County. That's when we had all that rain. And then the other match we had to postpone with Pendleton County. It was winds 20 miles per hour. That's not fun for anybody. You don't really get a true sense of your tennis game and how much the kids are improving if you're, like you said, battling the elements.
You guys at St. Patrick, it seems like this is the biggest sport, maybe outside of cheerleading. You have a lot of kids sign up, interested in tennis. You make it fun for one, but a lot of kids that are eager to learn the game and go out and try something new.
Right. I have 9 girls this year and 5 boys. That's fantastic. We got to play Lewis County last night, and everyone got to play.
Talk about teaching the new players and practices and adjusting those things, because I know court space, there's not a ton of court space here in town, so I know you have to work with Mason County and matches and practice when you can.
Right. We've only had a few practices so far, and like I said, 3 matches. So, you know, I had to finish my musical at St. Pat, get that over with, and then kind of start to focus on tennis. And the weather just wasn't even nice before our musical was over for the kids to go out and hit on their own. So we kind of got a little bit of a late start, but we have a lot of matches upcoming.
You alluded to it with tennis, keeping score and line calls and the etiquette. There's some unwritten rules, different things. You and I have played tennis our entire lives, but it's not like going out for basketball. We're just shooting the ball in the basket. There's a lot of things the kids have to know about, feel confident in. I know I've been to matches. You're still there kind of helping them, knowing the scoring and different things. But there's a lot of little things that, like golf we've talked about, that can just build and build on a kid until maybe it's not fun for them.
Right. It can be overwhelming. There are a ton of tennis rules, just like you said with golf. So what I try to do with the kids is when we have practice or we're getting ready to have some scrimmages so they can play for their spot on the team, I just like to introduce rules as they come up. So for example, you know, a let ball, which might hit the net, does it go in or does it go out? And that determines what you do next. We had 3 tiebreakers last night with Lewis County.
So I still get confused at 35 years old at tiebreakers. So that, again, you're teaching stuff. For us older folks that play, we're forgetful as well.
Right. We had Lex Turner has been helping a little bit with some practices. And, you know, if I have to be on 3 courts, it's difficult. So he and my husband, Kent, have been helping with some of the matches. matches. And, you know, it doesn't matter who helps with the tiebreaker. Somebody needs to help the kids, even though I had a girl that played the tiebreaker the previous match, and she had to play one last night. So just trying to remember from match to match how it works. But all the coaches are very ready to step on court or, you know, to the side of the fence to help with a tiebreaker. That's the most confusing for the kids.
And then line calls, you know, of course, no matter what, if you go back to McEnroe or today's tennis or pickleball or whatever, the line is in, and I'm sure you stress your kids, be as honest as possible. Whatever you see, call it, because even if you go out and play recreational today, some people are a little tighter or a little, you know, wider.
Right. I had one of my new girls from St. Michael's. I have four new girls from St. Michael's. And one of the moms showed up and she said, "Where's the referee?" And I said, "There's no referee. The kids are on their own to make their own line calls." And she was a little worried about that because her daughter was a beginner. But all of the teams we play, at least someone can help keep the score or make sure that, you know, if there is a dispute on a line call. I had, you know, one of my players came to me last night, "Come over here. I need you to watch some line calls." I said, "There are four of you on court. You decide if you need to play the point again," you know, and with some beginners too, they may think, you know, in tennis, if it's on the line, it's good. So, you know, just making sure that they, like you said, they're on the honor system and they all have fun. That's our big thing. We want to have fun and we want to improve our skills.
You mentioned you've got nine girls there. How do you adjust your lineup? Is it kind of challenge matches in practice or what they've done in matches to kind of figure out your lineup?
That's what we're getting ready to do. Caden Kimball is my number one singles player. And then we lost Taylor Watts, who's a senior this year. She's got a lot of senior commitments, other things going on. So she's not able to play this year. So I'm having to move everybody up a spot. And the girls are a little frantic about that. But I told them, we'll settle it on the court. You can play each other. And that's really about all you can do. We enter our scores into the universal tennis rating. So once they play a match, you enter their score with the match and it will tell you what their ranking is based on a win or a loss and who they played and what their ranking is. So sometimes it'll just work itself out through that rating system.
Is that pretty helpful? And I guess obviously ranking your kids and then, you know, regional comparing A versus B or, you know, comparing this player with this player?
I think that's what the intent was. Now, it may be very obvious sometimes, this is the number one girl in the region, or here's our top five, top six. Sometimes you still have to compare records and if they lost to the number one or if they lost to the number two. But the main idea of that was to try and, you know, for the kids, they can see how they rate against other players too. And some of mine want to look at that before they play another team, but it has been very helpful.
Run down your girls' roster and talk a little bit about each of your players.
Like I said, I have Caden Kimball. She's a junior and she's singles player. Anna Deppenbrock, who's also a junior, and she plays singles. For example, the other night, the other team didn't have their number two girl, so she just ended up playing a doubles match for me. Some of my girls don't like doubles and some of them don't like singles, but they're pretty good to tell me what they want to do. And then I have some sophomores, Mackenzie Markley, Alyssa Sipe, and Bella Inskeep. And then my four girls from St. Michael's are Leah Sipe, Allie Deppenbrock, Abby Collins, and Maya Huffman. Maya is kind of a new situation for me. She has cochlear implants and she does a lot of lip reading. So all of the girls she has played so far have been very kind to her to make sure they, you know, try to look at her when they speak to her. And she messaged me last night about the rest of the season. She didn't get the schedule. And she is just the sweetest girl. All of these young girls are so sweet and they're so helpful to each other. So that's fantastic to have.
And sportsmanship in tennis, you know, the gentleman's game or whatever, you go back to Wimbledon, but that's kind of what, you know, all sports, I know we're supposed to teach that, but tennis specifically is, you know, being kind, being courteous, and, you know, sometimes on TV it doesn't portray that way, but,
right,
you know, kind of what tennis was founded on there.
Right. And then my boys, I have Fallon Clee, who's a senior, so he's my only senior this year. And then I have sophomores, freshmen down to a seventh grader. I have Abby Ignacio, Dexton Hazelrig, Abby's brother Rudy Ignacio, and Mason Weber.
I know you guys play there at the rec park, so they do have lights out there, so a nice, because I know some nights whether it's you guys or Mesa County, you're going late into the evening.
Right. Last night, it was crazy. Lewis County arrived at 4 o'clock, and we all left when it was still sunshine outside. I didn't even have to turn the lights on, so that was rare. The match before the other night with Pendleton County, I think our last match finished at a little bit after 9, and we had the lights on, and sometimes the middle court out there of the three gets a little dark, so you kind of have to play around with the lights a little bit, too.
And then the pickleball courts, I know some of those, you guys, or whether it's Mesa County, may play mini tennis or just work on fundamentals. So even though the three courts might be full, you could still, you know, work on volley, different things,
right,
or have your kids stay active.
Yes, my kids love to, you know, just take a little tennis ball. Sometimes I'll give them a little quick start ball, the red balls, to just go over and work on some volley skills or, you know, just some soft touch at the net, things like that.
You play a lot of local schools, I know, and then try to pair up. You mentioned you've got a lot of new players where, you know, you go to XYZ school and say, hey, maybe this kid's not as strong. Don't put them as your number one.
Or right.
I think most coaches, I guess, are kind of agreeable at not putting a kid out there and getting them embarrassed 6-0 and just beating them down.
Absolutely. The coaches from Lewis County were great last night. We talked about the skill level and the grade level of all of our players. And, you know, you may say to a coach, I have a brand new newbie seventh grader to the team. Oh, great. I've got this girl. She's also a newbie. Let's have them play each other. It'll be fun. And so sometimes those beginner matches can go on just as long as your upper level matches because they're just trying to keep the ball in. And sometimes they do that better than the ones and the two seeds.
You've got a lot of kids there. And again, with tennis, I know your sons played together at one point, maybe enjoyed it, maybe not. You and your husband played together, which I still blows my mind that a husband and wife, because kudos to you guys for making that happen. But again, some people are like, life, you worked well together, don't work well together. And in tennis, you know, you try to figure out the right combination who gets along and can make it work.
Exactly. That's, you know, like I said earlier, with some of my kids, they like to play doubles, and sometimes they just have that camaraderie with each other where that's their most comfortable situation and they can kind of anticipate what the other one is going to do.
You have matches coming up here the entire month of April, then the first part of May, and then when does regional tournament time roll around?
Well, March is officially over, so we're on spring break next week. I'll maybe try to have a couple of practices there, but April is really busy for us. We're supposed to have, I think, 8 matches in April and some extra practices. One match in May, well, 3 matches at the beginning of May, and then on May 8th we have our seeding meeting, and then the tournament, region tournament, will start.
Now with your girls team there, you've got several girls, so I'm sure, you know, between now and obviously the regional meeting, you can only have, I believe, 6 players play in the regional tournament, is that correct?
You can have 2 singles, so 2 girls singles,
2 girls
two
doubles,
2 boys singles, and 2 doubles of each, yes.
And I guess that's when you'll kind of, these matches and practices narrow down, finalize rotation, figure
right out,
again, what kids play better in singles, what kids play better in doubles, and try to do what's best for them.
Right. Some teams like to, you know, let their kids experiment through the season if they're going to do singles or if they're going to do doubles. But with that UTR rating I was talking about, sometimes you'll get to, let's say, for example, I've got a singles player and her opponent doesn't show up, then she ends up playing a doubles match. It might hurt her a little bit because she didn't get a singles match in, so that can affect her rating. But, you know, KHSAA would like you to play your true lineup. If this girl's a singles player and she's your number one, then she needs to play all the number ones. Or, you know, if you anticipate, like I said, I've got some girls that love playing doubles and they only want to play doubles, then that's what we need to do all season. So you get a true rating when you go to that seeding meeting to say, hey, well, my girl only played singles and she played all of the top girls. So you have to take that into consideration as well.
Like golf, you coach golf at St. Patrick. We've talked over the years, you know, tennis you can play the rest of your life. I'm guilty for catching the pickleball bug since COVID. We haven't played as much tennis since COVID, but I've heard from a couple of people they want to get back out there. And after your guys' season, Mesa County season, of course, you and your husband play, your 2 sons play, but something you can play, you know, till your last moment. I know Johnny Mack, I believe he's in his 90s and comes out and plays at the rec park. So
I don't know that he's 90, but he's getting up there. Yeah, he's still, I mean, you know, he's playing pickleball now. Andre and Steffi Agassi are playing pickleball. So you see all of these, I don't want to say older ones, but you
retired
know, some
athletes, yeah.
Right, who have retired, and they're still very active. Andy Roddick is on Tennis Channel all the time, maybe not live in person, but they're always interviewing him, and he's doing serving lessons for some of these upcoming young players?
Well, as Dr. Day would say, we could close with say, just get out, be active, do something. And certainly tennis is a good way to get out there and learn something and have fun with it.
Yes, absolutely.
Betsy, thanks for coming down. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Again, that was St. Patrick tennis coach Betsy Cobb. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball coaching news. Terrence Brooks has resigned as Harrison County boys basketball coach. Brooks was 74-42 in four seasons. Greg Letcher has also resigned as Nicholas County girls basketball coach. Letcher was 199-165 in 12 seasons. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend and happy Easter. Sports Talk will return next Friday.